You're probably wondering why you're hearing road noise. If you weren't with us yesterday, you're really wondering that. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. This is a podcast where we help you win at work, win at home, and win in life. And it's win at home week here on the show. We are on a road trip, my wife and I, Laura. We're away, and thankfully we escaped the construction zone. And now we're the freeway's wide open. We're enjoying this. So there's still some road noise. That's what you're hearing. We talked yesterday about there being noise in the system. I got Laura back with me. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. This is fun. I'm enjoying being with you.
Well, you need a ride home, so I'm guessing.
That's true.
I'm guessing you are enjoying being here. I kind of got her trapped over here. We took the recording. Equipment here, and we have decided to drop some content here for marriages. We're really excited about the people who are trying to make their marriages better. We said that all of them are under construction, and yesterday we talked about the importance of communication.
Right, it's good for us to practice that too. So that's what we're doing today. We're practicing our own communication.
Yeah, we're practicing. We gave you the idea yesterday to do the 5-on-5. I hope you had a chance to do that today. If you are you're gonna get serious about this and keep practicing, we'd encourage you to maybe do that the whole week, Monday through Friday. And today, we're gonna talk about something today that might even give you another context to do that. We're gonna talk about the importance of dating today. You want to go on a date, Laura?
I'm all for it. We've been looking for a donut shop, but everything was closed because we left so early.
I know we're on the road here really early in the morning and can't find a donut shop. We thought we were down by the beach and we went by, but everything's closed. I guess we got started too early, which is kind of crazy.
It's really about the coffee. Honestly, we're looking for coffee.
Yeah, we're gonna find some coffee here at some point. We'll make it before. Okay, so let's talk about dating here. Isn't it crazy how you mentioned this yesterday? But it's crazy how before we get married, we're so excited about spending time together. You know, we were closing down restaurants back in the day, and I was running up phone bills. There were no cell phones back then. The technology was totally different.
We've been dinosaur days. Yeah. During the days of the dinosaurs.
It has been almost 4 decades, so it has been a while, and that we've seen a few things be invented. But one thing that hadn't changed is if you don't put time into your relationship, your relationship's not going to grow, and that date night is really a part of that.
That's so true. You really do have to be intentional, though, because life gets very busy, and when you add kids, it gets even busier, and then with jobs and just everything else that comes at us, it's very easy to not prioritize your most important relationship, and that's your spouse.
Yeah, that's great. When we think about the date night, now, look, I mean, it doesn't have to be a night. It'd be a date anytime, but we're just saying put some intentional extra time, not 5 minutes, you know, spend a couple hours every week in a different environment maybe than what you're, you know, it's easy to sit and turn a television on and call that a date. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, this is a time where we're spending a little bit of focused time really working on the relationship, having conversations, you know, still getting to know each other. There's things, even this weekend, we had a great time. Just several conversations we had about our future, about our past, about the kids. You know, they're things. And let's rewind the tape to when we did have little kids. Our kids are grown now. But when the kids were little, it was easy to have, like, well, we can't do it. We can't find a sitter. We can't afford a sitter, all those kind of things. And that can get in the way. We did some things to sort of combat that. Laura, you want to talk about that?
Sure. We did date night in, actually. Having 4 kids, it was expensive getting a sitter and can't always get one. And sometimes it would fall on a school night that we could actually schedule a date. So we would get takeout and bring it home. Randy would bring home takeout and
we called it take in.
Yeah, so that's one way. You know, date night does not have to be, well, again, it doesn't have to be night, but a date, it doesn't have to be super expensive, and it doesn't even have to last super long time. The point is to be intentional about time together, away from your regular routine, and connecting with your spouse.
Yeah, we've even had times where we would just go for a walk in the neighborhood, and your date, again, whatever you call it, you don't even have to call it a date. You can call it a walk. You can do whatever. I know a couple that they walked every day together a couple miles and just spent 30 minutes having a conversation, and their relationship's really healthy and has been for a long time because of that. And so you get to decide what you do, but we want to encourage you. I know it's Tuesday. If you're listening today, we're dropping this on a Tuesday. Make it a Tuesday date night. You feel free to do that. You can take your relationship to whatever level you want to. Again, remember, we're chasing greatness. And the cool thing is, we always say we don't want to just reach our potential. We want to help the people around us. How many people benefit if your marriage is strong? And yet, how many times if our marriages are not strong? There's so much that's affected by that. So we want to encourage you today to go on a date. We're gonna look for a donut shop here. We're gonna try to have a morning date on ours. We got one more day for you tomorrow. We got a third. So right now, so far, we got communicate and date. We're gonna give you one more tomorrow that'll help you take your marriage to the next level. Hope you'll join us for more Chasing Greatness. Hope you'll share with somebody. Maybe you know somebody who's married. You want to help their marriage. Maybe even a young couple. Encourage you to encourage them here by sharing the episode and joining us as we continue to have this conversation on our marriage road trip.